Getting a chance now here on Regional Radio to chat with a former Central Rebels star on the gridiron, now the starting quarterback at Missouri Valley College over in Marshall, Jake Bridges. Jake, good win for you guys last week to move to 2-0 as your season is underway in 2019, and you got yourself a very dominant victory this past weekend in which you had yourself a nice game with over 300 yards passing, two touchdowns, another two rushing touchdowns on the ground. After a 27-14 win to open the season, this one you saw things bust out a little more offensively. I'd imagine that was a nice feeling after kind of a slow start in week one, especially for yourself.
Yeah, the game plan we had going in, I felt very confident about. We kind of knew what they were going to do up front. CMU had played them the previous week, and CMU kind of ran a lot of what we had ran, so we knew what to expect and how they were going to play it. Always the first game of the year is a little slower just because you got the jitters coming out, and some teams make some adjustments in the offseason that you're not normally aware of. So the bounce back with that big win was huge for us.
I'd imagine the two big emphases coming into week two in that victory was after the three picks in week one to take care of the football, obviously, but then also to try and get some bigger plays downfield from this younger group of guys that you mentioned in the offseason. You really like their potential, and looks like it shined through this past Saturday.
Yeah, a lot of it's to do with discipline as well. And we had the three turnovers in week one, and a couple of those were due to not being on the same page and receiver running different routes, or us just not being on the same page, just mainly. So kind of coming into week two, we really want to be disciplined and have everybody on the same page and not make those little mistakes that we made in week one. And we were able to do that. We wanted to be a little better with the deep ball. We had a few key plays that could have opened it even more than what it was, but we're still satisfied with the way we performed. We just got to get better and better each and every week.
A big part of your team's success, though, is off to a 2-0 start, even if it's been kind of imbalanced offensively. Defensively, you guys have been great. Vikings are 10th in the nation in points, or 8th in the nation in points per game at about 10 per contest. I know you're working on trying to, you know, score as much as possible and move the ball on the sidelines, but have you gotten a chance to peek at those guys on defense? You see them every day in practice defensively, but in game action, I'd imagine when you watch them, it's pretty impressive how they're playing right now.
Yeah, they're playing phenomenal, you know. They really could have had a much better start than what they would have liked. They held Clark to 6 points and held Peru to 7 points. I mean, the other seven came from a fumble recovery for a touchdown. So defensively, they've played phenomenal. Unfortunately, we don't get to watch as much on the sidelines as we would like to due to the fact because we're usually making adjustments with the coaches and talking about what we saw and what they see and kind of getting our next drive lined up for the plays we're going to run.
Hopefully the success that you had this past Saturday will carry over when you get Culver-Stockton coming up on this coming Saturday. Your thoughts on this matchup with them, a conference opponent you see year in and year out. What are you going to have to do to get the job done this week?
Just take care of the ball as normal. You know, we've faced in the past 3 years, they're a different defense than we've faced the first 2 weeks. They're a 3-3 stack. They got a lot of experience. They got a lot of juniors and seniors playing. Last year was a battle with them, and I expect it to be the same this year. We just need to come out and make a statement early like we have the past two games and just to build off of that.
All right, Jake, congrats again on a big week, and best of luck to you against Culver. Hopefully we'll be talking to you later down the line this year.
Hopefully so. Thank you.
All righty, Jake Bridges, former Central Rebel, now Missouri Valley quarterback, talking about the Vikings' 2-0 start to the season with us here on Regional Radio.